This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Names of a total of 2.89 crore voters have been excluded in the draft electoral roll for Uttar Pradesh released by the Election Commission after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow yesterday, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwar said, out of over 15 crore 44 lakh voters, the names of more than 12 crore 55 lakh people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. He said the poll panel did not receive the signed forms of 2 crore 89 lakh voters, which is 18.70% of people in the existing voter list. Of these, 2.17 crore have moved and names of 25,47,000 were registered in more than one place. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday launched a mega skilling program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnav launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors.
भारत की आईटी इंडस्ट्री एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत है हमारी.
India's IT industry is a very big strength for us. In such scenario, preparing this IT industry for a new era and preparing our students for this industry is a mission. Under this initiative, a program to train 10 lakhs youths in AI skill has been launched today. It will be completed within a year.
आगामी एक वर्ष के अंदर अंदर इस गोल को पूरा किया जाएगा.
Indian Railways has electrified about 99.2% of its network by November last year, making it one of the world's most extensively electrified rail systems. With 99.2% of India's around 70,000 route kilometer broad gauge network already electrified, Indian Railways stands on the threshold of complete electrification, marking a transformative achievement. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, attended the closing ceremony of the year-long Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Kottayam edition of Kerala Kaumudi daily. While addressing the gathering, the minister congratulated Kerala Kaumudi on completing 25 years of its Kottayam edition. He recalled the newspaper's long-standing contribution to Malayalam journalism since its inception in 1911. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said India-Luxembourg relations have come a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and the European Union. India is hosting the second phase of specialized capacity building program in cancer care for BIMSTEC countries. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the specialized capacity building program in cancer care was inaugurated yesterday at Tata Memorial Center's Homi Bhabha Cancer Hospital and Research Center in Visakhapatnam. The initiative by External Affairs Ministry is aimed towards capacity building in the region with Indian expertise in critical areas of healthcare. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will embark on a two-day visit to Brussels from tomorrow. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit underscores the intensifying diplomatic and technical engagements between New Delhi and Brussels, signaling a decisive push towards concluding the India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA. India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Hong Kong's Lee Chiuk Yiu in the second round of the men's singles at the Malaysia Open Super 750 badminton tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. Sen advanced to the second round after a tough win over Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Tay, 21-16, 15-21, 21-14, in a thrilling opener yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.